Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. Still here with...
Harvey.
Still here with Harvey. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, mate. I'm having a great time. I'm loving it.
I'm gonna put it out there.
Go on.
This is possibly my favourite episode.
Stop it now. Stop it.
It's one of my favourite episodes.
Since the last episode we recorded.
No, since actually coming into the studio. Because we haven't been in the studio that much. So since coming into the studio and recording, this is my favourite one.
Well, I appreciate that. Did you guys do any of this over Zoom? Or did you not even do the Zoom thing?
Did loads of Zooms. Did everything.
I mean, I'm new to this.
He's new to it.
I'm filling in.
Are you a filler? I didn't think you were a filler.
Yeah. You can see my filler.
Get rid of it. Yeah, you're like the sort of fluffer. You keep it, keeping it warm.
Keep you hard.
Keep me really warm and going. What did you say? You got a burger, a thing smashed in your head once?
I was at Burger King.
I've also got a story at Burger King. I'll follow after.
You always get knocked out in fast food places.
No, I know. It's another one. But go on,
don't go to food halls. Yeah, so anyway, I'm sat at Burger King in Basingstoke. I've got my back to like the rest of the food hall. I'm with a load of people.
Like an idiot. Yeah.
Don't do that in the Wild West. Anyway, so I'm sat there, and then out of nowhere, just this massive thing just smashes over my head, and I turn around, and this guy is like wearing full Burberry, and he's
hate those guys.
It's quite sick.
Yeah. He looked great. I was like, nice outfit, mate. Anyway, so he smashed a tray over my head. Gone round to look at my face and gone, oh shit, sorry, wrong guy. And then just ran off. I couldn't get out because I was stuck in. I was like, oh.
Your rage.
Yeah, so angry.
Do you not remember when, we can say this is back in our younger days, when there was that guy, we used to go to that club Ping, and that guy said something about Binky, and you went, stop that, boof.
Punched him.
he said something really out of order. What did he say?
Something like
lick your fanny or something. And I heard from like across the road and I was really pissed. So I literally just walked over and went, fuck.
But I punched him. I've never punched someone in my life.
No, have I. I've never punched.
I'm such a loving person when I'm drunk.
Yeah, I've never punched. Have you ever been punched?
No, touch wood, never been punched. Actually, I was in Rain nightclub a couple months back when it kind of opened in between lockdowns. Yeah. And I was upstairs on the balcony. And
doing your thing,
doing my thing, and
doing your washing,
hanging out my washing over the balcony. And anyway, there's other people up there, but there wasn't many people. And a cup dropped from the top balcony and hit this person on the head, right? Oh, no. So, anyway, security come up, we don't know this has happened, and they've gone, right, everyone needs to come down now because someone's dropped a cup off the balcony and it's really hurt someone. You all need to come up, right? And I was like, well, it's not me because we've been sat in the corner all night. And I was like, we know it's not you, but you've got to come. Yeah. Anyway. This person comes upstairs, and because the security are talking to me and this other person, they think we're the culprits. So I'm sitting there speaking to them, and I just feel a tap behind my ear, but like it kind of just missed my ear, and I thought it was my mate bantering me.
You got triggered because he threw his popcorn chicken.
I had a panic attack.
Like a war vet.
The popcorn chicken.
You weren't there, man.
And I turned around and he was like, come on then. And obviously, like, I look like I'm 12, right? Yeah. So I'm sitting there in my little denim jacket and I'm like, why me? And Anyway,
he's trying, just trying to ignore it. Yeah. Trying to, like, just ignore them, they'll go.
That's what I thought would happen, but he wasn't, right? Anyway, the security bundled him and they took him out of the club and then they profusely apologised. And yeah, and I was safe. But that was the only, that was the only.
And then I was like, yeah, you don't do that again.
Come on. And, but that, honestly, I've never been so scared in my life.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And it wasn't even, it wasn't us.
What happened, but what happened to you in Burger King?
Oh, in Burger King. This is when I was about 15, right? At Blue Water, again. And I was with my manager. And you know my manager, Blair, right?
Who's, by the way, shout out to Blair, legend.
Love Blair. He's a big tattooed guy, bald, like, looks like a bit of a bodyguard, right? And we were sat at the table and he was kind of like sat slouched in and he had his, like, had a little cap on. So he looked like relatively small. And I'm sat there and I see a guy with a burger come over and it was massive. I've never seen a burger that big. So I say,
sorry, were you on drugs or something?
No, honestly, obviously Burger King have big burgers, right? But I said,
they do, actually.
So I turned to my manager and I said, fucking hell, that's a big whopper. Because it was massive, yeah? I've never seen it that big. They must have customised it and added more burgers into it, right? Because I was amazed by it. Anyway, I said it, but I said it quite loud. And obviously I said it looking in their direction. And there was these, like, youths, I'm gonna say, could have been year sevens, I don't know. And Blair heard me and obviously started laughing. Well, one of them got out of their chair and went, what did you say? And walked over to me. And I'm only 15 as well. Like,
what are they doing?
Right. But they were dead. I think they were probably like 17, 18.
Yeah.
And it was one of those full Burberry tracksuit kind of kind of youths. And they came up to me and obviously they didn't know Blair was with me really. And he looked really small. So he then stood up. I went, come on then, took his hat off, took it off.
They're like, oh shit.
Rolled his sleeves up. We're in the middle of Burger King and there's like families around. He was like, come on then, bruv, let's go right now. Stood out there and they went, oh, I'm really sorry, mate. I'm already joking.
I just came over to get some ketchup.
I thought he said something, no worries. And I was sitting there laughing because Blair was there. And I was like, yeah, that's what I thought.
It seems like
I felt like a king.
Yeah, it's a theme in your life, isn't it? There's a little barrier.
I felt on top of the world.
we would also have this these moments in Strictly where basically we would talk about another one down. So we would
another one.
So it basically
another drink.
No, it'd be like we're taking people down. So we'd make this motion where it'd basically be like whoo, like that,
like you're Harry Potter,
like Harry Potter, shh, like that. So we'd be taking people down. And you can see it in my the samba, in my samba. When I was doing it. So the whole thing, another one down, another one, like that, we'd do it like that. And I was the assassin because I'd always been the dance off.
And you'd take people out.
And in my samba, this is the one that we're talking about with Harv, is that the beginning bit was quite hard and complicated to do. So you'd be like, oh God, you'd be focusing on it. And once I got past this one bit, Harv always said, he said, once you get past this one bit, I knew you had it from then on. It was going to go all the way. And my samba was literally that. Got past this one bit and I was like, here we go. And there was a moment where I'd go around and look at these guys all sing that and I walk around and go, come on!
Here we go. Take
the money
down tonight.
Come on! And you can see it in the actual ball.
Well, Karen used to tell you off.
Yeah, yeah. That was the drunken sailors.
We always described you as like the Labrador, right? So as soon as there was any, like, gave you any attention or happiness, that you'd forget what you were doing and just run to them. So Karen would actually come over to us and goes, guys, you need to shut up. Like, you can't
stop distracting.
You need to stop distracting him because he can't help it.
No, it was insane. But with you, so how, just quickly going back to your beginning, how were you discovered then? How did Blair find you?
On Facebook. So I posted my first singing video when I was 13, 14. Yeah. And it started to do really well, like got traction through my area. And then it kind of like went viral. One of my videos went viral. And he messaged me on a Sunday night and was like, can I speak to your mum? Spoke to my mum and was like, can you get the day off school tomorrow, Monday, and come down and meet me? So I was like to my mum,
yeah, your mum must have been like, I might come with you.
My mum did the frantic search on Google and was like, this could be really weird. Anyway, searched him up, was like, okay, cool, he's a music manager. Yeah. We went down the next day, got the day of school, which I was buzzing about. I didn't care what would happen. As long as I got the day of school.
Yeah, and it's a Monday, great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I went down there and then about a week later, I signed to him, which was really quick. And then about a month after that, I did my first ever gig and it was at the Majestic Stadium in Reading and it was like a multi gig lineup. It was Jesse J was on it, JLS, there's loads of people on it and I was supporting, right? And they said, you can only do one song.
That's so big. I went
from my kitchen to a stadium basically, but I distinctly remember they said, you can only sing one song. And I was like, okay, cool. So it's like 2.5 minutes, 3 minute song. And I was like, right, I'm going to take the piss. I'm going to do a 4-song mashup. So technically, it's still one song, but I'm going to do a mashup, right? So I did a big mashup on stage.
Smart.
And an A&R man from a record label was supposed to come and watch it. And he got stuck in traffic, right?
He got stuck at the food court.
He got stuck at the food court at Bluewater. So then he came and he was late and he missed my performance. Oh, no. And that was hopefully to get me signed. So we got backstage and my manager knew that I got quite nervous. I'm still quite an introvert person. Mm. But because I'd just come off stage and I felt like an absolute king, there's a picture of me with my hands in the air. That at the end of the song, I shot my hands in the air and I was like, I feel like...
Oh my God.
And there's a screenshot somewhere and I've got my hands in the air.
That's insane.
Yeah, got back off stage and he said to me, look, I've got a friend of mine coming down. He's also got a young kid who's also a singer. So just sing to him and just show off. Just show him what you're about. Because I'd just come off stage and I felt like I could take on anyone.
Yeah, you felt
absolutely
king.
Anyone. Yeah. He came into the room and started singing. He was like, oh, do you want to sing for him? I was like, I'm going to show who's a really good singer, you know?
Yeah,
I sang to him, showed off completely and never felt so confident. And then I signed my record deal to Universal a week later because of that performance.
Was he what? The... He was the...
My A&R man.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
but there never was. He never had another young singer.
It was just to.
But my manager was just telling me that, so I could get confident and get riled up about it.
Wow.
So yeah, and then I signed my record deal, and then signed another one when I was 18 to Virgin EMI, and I've just signed another one.
Come on.
To BMG.
Yeah. To KFC.
So there's just so many. To KFC. So I'm under my skepsy. And I'm doing my thing, really.
Dude, mate,
keep on going.
But yeah, do you know what? But also, what it is with you, I love it when people, I think in the UK what we do sometimes, in America they're very good at their congratulating success, right?
Yes,
in the UK sometimes we're not.
Yeah.
But I always congratulate success, but also especially from people who are just legends.
No. Mate, because
it's so easy for... I said this to you when we first met.
Yeah.
I said, how the hell have you kept yourself so grounded?
I mean, like, I've got...
Because that's crazy to
I've
do got, that. Do you no, not think, mate?
No, but the thing
would
is...
Would you get yourself grounded?
Buddy, I'm so firm on the ground, dude.
No, but I know so many people my age that are doing that even more successful and even loads of money, all that kind of stuff. And some of them are really grounded. Some of them aren't. And I think it just comes down to like your background and how you're brought up. I was just, thankfully, I've got such a good support group around me. And I've never really been that person anyway. So, yeah, I'm definitely down to earth, I'd like to think.
Dude, you totally are. And you've got your new single.
Yeah, I've got a new single, One Day, Two Nights. And that's just come out and it's been played on the radio. And it's that feeling will never get old. I remember being in the car the other day and turning on the radio just, and I forget that it's going to be on the radio, and my song just comes on, and they're like, next up is Harvey, and they talk about me a little bit, and I'm like, mad, like I'm on the motorway and there's definitely other cars around me that have got Capital One right now
that are listening
and they have no idea that, like,
yeah, I'm here.
And it's even weirder walking into shops, you know, and hearing my song like come out the speakers, and I feel like, and when I pay for stuff, I'm like, do I tell them that that's me on the way?
Do I have to pay?
Do I have to pay
that's
for this?
Me.
That's me on your playlist from Spotify. Yeah. I mean...
A little bit of discount?
No, but I never know just to say it, because I want people to know that's me.
Yeah, because you're proud of it.
Because I'm proud, more than anything. Yeah. I want to show off.
No, because you're proud and that's your work and you should be proud of it. Mate, the single's so good.
Oh, thanks. It's a summery, like, song. I remember going into the studio and being like, I want to write a real chill acoustic, like, chilled song, and I came out with like this clubby accident song,
summer
really.
Banger.
So I was like, you know what, let's just roll with it, let's go with it. And I got to the music video for it.
What's the beat quickly? What's the
dum, beat? Dum,
dum,
dum, dum,
dum,
dum,
that's
dum,
it.
Hey. All night. You can do some Drunken Sailors to that, I reckon.
It's so good.
I need to hear it. I've not heard it.
I'll play it to you after. And I got to the music video.
By the way, we're going to leave a link in our bio.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course, man. Link to everything if you want to check out. It's all below, so go and check it out. But yeah, but in the studio, yeah.
Yeah, I did a music video for it a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to recreate The Wolf of Wall Street. Obviously, the more PG version, because I can't do everything.
Did you get dancers involved?
I did get dancers involved.
Why didn't you call Jay up?
I should have.
Who's that old bloke?
Yeah.
Who's that old bloke in the background?
And
I would be the weathered one in the back. Is that actually The Wolf of Wall Street? Nailed and bad.
That's the Labrador of Wall Street.
The Labrador of Wall Street. I like that. And, it was a sick day. It was really, really good. And I just got to be Leonardo DiCaprio, and he's one of my idols. I've always wanted to do acting, but I think I don't know if I'm a bit of a shit actor. I don't know. I haven't properly tried it.
No, you'll be
but
good.
I reckon, 100%. I don't know, but yeah, I love the music videos. It's
how
like
do they work
part.
With music videos? Do you just say right, I want to shoot one, or does the label organise it?
So it's a bit of both. Sometimes a lot of artists just let the labels do full creative control. They're like, we've got this for you, we want it to look like this, go for it. And then you turn up on the day and you're like, cool, let's roll with it. Whereas I like... I love
you're,
being part
you're
of
into like select, well, selecting well, the dancers not, mostly, right?
Yeah, yeah. I like to get in. Well, I like to really get stuck in and just
in the talent
in the casting. Yeah, yeah.
We like to get in the casting and the talent. Yeah.
Don't worry about the guys. Like you got the label can handle that.
I do get involved in everything creatively. Yeah. Especially the casting. I love doing that part. And
but you have that creative mind, though.
No, I do. Right. I do, and that's why it's one of my favorite parts of doing what I do. I love being on the creative side, even with like the marketing side of stuff. I've got the most amazing marketing people, and I like to be on the Zoom calls for the marketing meetings because I'm like, I want to be a part of this because I know I can do just as a good job. So like, I love to get involved creatively and put stuff in, and it's my favorite part. So when I eventually my career dies and whatever, I will definitely go into the record label side of stuff, I think. I'd love to be a president of a label. I think I could run.
I'd love to be president.
President.
I'd love to be president of the United States.
I think I could do that.
I could do that.
But again, see, let me, you must notice this, like,
I think it's really good to do that because otherwise you start to lose track of your own project. Like
I don't want to be that artist that it's like 15 down, like years down the line, and you see them doing club PAs and you think, fucking hell, like they're still going for it.
That's where we started out.
No, and do you want to be that guy just doing Made in Chelsea?
We went
straight to that.
No, but
there was no 15 years. It was 6 months PAs.
PAs, here we go. No, but
his reaction, fucking hell, that is bad.
No, but I just don't want to do that. Rather come out strong whilst being on top and doing well. You know, I'm still going through.
Rule it out though, because you know things do
no,
go.
No, listen, I'm definitely won't be ruling it out. But I'd like to step away when I'm at the peak.
That's amazing that you have. You're the first person I've ever spoken to really who has that vision. You typically get people who will say, who will go, you know, I'm going to manifest it, and that's what I'm going to go forever, and I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
But actually, it's and people then also don't even think in realistic terms, right? They don't, and it's such a kind of pleasant way to be, because typically things do run out. Yeah,
you know what, don't get me wrong. There's dreams and aspirations, and I have those, and I've still got so many goals I want to do, and I want to. If I could, I'll do this forever. If I could be really successful and not have to ever do anything but do what I do in my career, amazing. But I think if there does come a point where I'm like, okay, cool, it's time to diversify, it's time to do something different, then I definitely would do that. And yeah, I think I would work behind the scenes.
And president.
And that's when I'd run for the presidency of the United States.
It's so true. With bands can kind of get away with it. You can kind of be like an old band, like doing it. Mm-hmm. But being like a like individual, like solo artist, you were meant to be like a young, hot boy, like singer, and then you're in your like 40s still doing
it. Still doing it. That's what I'm saying. That's quite weird, doesn't it? But that's why I'd like to get into acting, because you can be any age, be an actor. You can be 80 and be an actor.
Yeah, you can.
So I think that's got a very long career span. But don't get me wrong, I'd love to do music for the rest
of
my life.
Are you drifting into the acting space then?
No, I mean, I'd like to. I'd like to do some like self-tapes and get into acting a lot more.
All right, big guy.
I haven't been on self-tapes.
I'm going to be doing sending out some self-tapes.
Start my new Netflix.
Can we get a little preview now?
Like, what, of me acting?
Yeah, we'll give you... Okay, let's think of a... Think of a moment. What moment can
we give him? Am I in the scene as well?
You're in the food court.
We're in the food court.
No, we're not in the food court. It's a breakup scene.
It's a breakup scene.
It's a breakup scene.
Okay, cool.
So,
but we want mixed emotions. So you've just got your GCSEs. You've smashed them. So you're super happy.
GCSEs, yeah. Okay.
But then your phone rings,
okay,
and it's your girlfriend. She's cheated on you,
all right,
and she's breaking up with you.
Am I the girlfriend?
Yeah. Right. And you're my mum. Yeah. I'm just telling you, I've got my GCSEs.
Okay. Yeah. Hit me.
No, you're the narrator. You're the narrator.
Right.
I'm the girlfriend, and then you go. Start me.
Wait. So who am I speaking to?
It's me. I'm the girlfriend. I'm ringing you.
Okay. And I'm just going to tell you, no, babe. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
So you're the narrator.
Young Harvey had just received his GCSE results.
It's not a children's book. What are you doing? It's not like some weird children's book. Just be okay,
Harvey.
So Harvey just got his GCSE, and he cheers.
Yes, get in.
What he doesn't realise is that the window's open and he's still not got changed and he forgot to put his curtains up.
Oh shit.
Oh shit. Harvey,
Harvey's phone rings.
Hello.
Hey, Harv.
Right, babe, you right?
Yeah, yeah, I'm all right, actually.
no, wait, before you speak to me, I've got to say, just got my GCSE results back.
Oh, my God, were they good?
3 A's, 2 B's and 1 C.
Oh, that,
yeah. And do you remember you said I wasn't going to pass maths?
Yeah.
Pass it at flying colours.
Oh, my.
What Harvey did know, that was there was some big news about to be delivered.
What were you going
to
say?
I got some big news that I'm about to deliver, Harvey.
Yeah, go on. What did you get in your GCSEs?
Well,
did you get the A in English? You did, didn't you? I knew you would.
I got the A, yeah.
Yeah. Well done.
I'm funny to say that I think we should break up.
Why are you whispering? What? Why are you whispering?
Sorry.
I can't hear you.
I think we should break up.
Break up what?
Our relationship.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I don't know why. I just
is
think
it Josh? That fucking prick. Has Josh spoke to you?
It is Josh, yeah.
I'm speechless.
It's articulate. Fucking prick.
Oh, God.
I'm gone.
I need to put my pants on.
For fuck's sake.
Give me the bucket.
Give me the bucket. I'm coming over.
I'm going over to Blue Water now with my bucket.
Book me a taxi to Blue Water.
Go, get Josh down there now. We're going to have a food fight. Get him down there right now.
Oh my God.
I felt like I was there.
That was intense. I'm hot now.
I might as well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Where are you excited to go back on tour and things like that?
Yeah. I've been on tour is one of the finest parts of being an artist because, I mean, 2019, I did 26 different countries.
No shit, way. 26?
Yeah, I travelled everywhere and I've seen the most incredible parts of the world.
Where do you like the most?
I love going to Asia. The Asian market's incredible. Like, they're so fanatical out there. They're amazing. I love Tokyo.
Amazing.
Tokyo is unbelievable.
I
want to
go. You would love it.
You would love Tokyo.
It's so cool.
Do you know
what?
It reminds me of, like, how back in the 80s, how they described the future, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. That's like, a great way of,
like,
describing it.
Because it doesn't seem dated, but it looks like how we used to think the future would be, right?
Yeah.
So you'd see all these, like, robots, and, like, on every street there's, like, vending machines and stuff. It's
so clean.
So polite.
So polite, there's no crime. No crime.
Toilets that clean your ass, like, off you.
Yeah. I said that, it finds it.
No, but I never used it. That's scary to me.
What? Jamie loves it.
Jamie, so.
It almost finds it. Yeah. No, why is that scary to you?
Well, because I just don't know if it's going to where it's going to shoot out. And it's like, is it going to, like, it could be quite messy. And I don't know. I'd rather just.
What do you think is going to happen? It's going to shoot into your butthole and it's going to be fine.
But you should use tissue paper now.
You sound saying, it's going to be fine. It's going to shoot into your butthole.
No, but I just never really got around to using it.
So you just use the loo paper instead?
Yeah, I just a bit more, like, just more original, like more classic. The classic way.
I'm a classic man.
But, like, yeah.
Do you are you a sitter down or stand up when you wipe?
Sit it down.
You sit it down. Well, are you sitting down?
Are you a sitter down or stand up? We.
Sorry?
No, are you a sit down wee or a stand up wee?
Yeah, again, sorry. Do you guys sit down and wee?
Are you not a sit down wee?
Obviously not.
I kneel.
You shoot up and over.
Get it in.
No,
you sit down and wee.
No, at night. When you like.
What does it make a difference if it's at night?
Because at night.
You're tired.
Because at night. Being tired, it's not going to be.
Being tired,
it's not going to be 100% accuracy.
Being tired, and you're from the West Country.
The West Country.
Being tired.
And no, at night when I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm like, I haven't got the energy to stand up and try and aim, and there's no lights on. So
you
I'm
need
like,
to stop touring, mate. You're just too tired.
No, it's a scary thing. So you just got to sit down.
So do you sit down all the time, or do you stand up all the time?
No, I stand up. I'm not weird, not strange, but when I am tired, I will sit down and have a wee.
That's fair enough.
I mean, I think that's a pretty normal thing to do.
Do you remember those kids at school when we were younger that used to go into the bathroom? They'd pull their trousers all the way down.
That weren't me. I used to judge people. I actually distinctly remember that. No, in primary school when you'd be going for a wee and the kids would just pull down his trousers to his ankles. I'm like, what are you doing? Just get it out and just do your thing.
I love it. It's like your exile, the geezer next to me.
I mean, he was six, but this geezer next to me put his trousers down.
What are you doing, mate?
What are you fucking trousers?
I just find it unnecessary. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to do that. But yeah, no, do a lot of travelling.
That's so cool.
See a lot of places. See a lot of different cultures.
Your fans are everywhere, then.
Well, I've got quite a mixed like fan base. What's mad is analytically, the strongest place in the world for me is Singapore, Jakarta in Indonesia, and America. So for a long time, the UK, I didn't do loads in the UK. So for the last 3 years, I haven't been in the UK that much. I've been to LA a lot.
That's better though. I mean, it's a bigger market, right?
It is a bigger market, but I've got to say it's. I wanted to come back and do stuff in the UK. Mm. I wanted to, in my own country, I wanted to be able to go to cool events and, I don't know, just have a bit more of a kind of...
Yeah, I get that.
This kind of place here, you know? So what I did Strictly and other things, it was I just wanted to have a bit more of a profile here, I suppose.
Yeah, but I think you've done that.
I think you have.
And also, I think you definitely have. And also, I think the real issue is when people get into sort of like stardom when they're young is the fact that they get distracted, right? And they take these different roles, and that's you know. But you and your crowd don't seem to have done that. Like,
we're not yet.
Macaulay Culkin's gonna come out.
No, I'm
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin is
an old. I'm pretty. I've got my head, I'd say, screwed on.
Yeah, you do.
And I don't party often either.
Yeah, but how? I know I keep hanging on about it. How do you have that? Because I just... No one teaches you that. Maybe your parents, they don't really teach you.
No, but my other two brothers, I've got an older brother and younger brother. Okay. We're all the same. No, none of us are super reckless. We're all pretty... We're not boring, but we're... Don't get it out. We're not boring people. But
boring. I do stand up and take it.
I do occasionally
stand up. Right.
But we're not super reckless... Kids,
yeah,
like we're pretty good.
Yeah. I freaking love that, dude. I swear to you, you're. It's gonna say it again, sad, but you're just the greatest.
No,
I said, honestly, it sounds like we're at some weird after party. We're not, but like honestly, I said to everyone I meet, I say you're such a great guy.
Thanks, mate.
You deserve all the success. If I saw you on billboards around the world, I'd be so happy for you.
Thank you.
Because you fully deserve that. Cheers, and I know that's going to happen.
One day.
And I'll be clinging on to your coat. Take me with you.
Take me with you.
Please, can I come with you? No. Can I come with you?
No, mate.
I will be 100%.
No, absolutely not.
No, mate, you cannot.
Not after this podcast. Weirdo. You're staying here.
Listen, we're going to leave all the links to your music, everything below.
Thank you.
We can get you on Spotify everywhere, can't we, Harv?
Yeah. Spotify, Instagram, YouTube, all that stuff. It's just HRVY. Go check it out.
Go and check it out. Honestly, your music's sick. I'm so proud of you. You're an epic guy, and just can't wait to see what happens for your future.
All the love. Thank you, boys.
Mate.
Thank
big
you.
Love.
Big all love. Right, everybody. We're going to see you next week. Bye-bye. Woo!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.